Christian Crusaders extends a heartfelt welcome to each of our listeners on this fourth Sunday of Lent. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the end of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday for worship with us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
To live is to experience stress. Does Christ speak to us about this in the Scriptures? We're going to talk about that in a sermon today. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we realize that if there is any meaning to our life at all, we realize that we will experience a great deal of stress. None other than your Son, the Lord Jesus, did that during the days that he was here on this earth. And so today, as we open your word and look at some of those passages that reveal the stress Jesus was under, we may learn from him. We know that you have told us to come and to cast our cares upon you because you care for us. Grant, O God, that we may not carry the burden alone. For we ask it in your name. Amen.
Amen.
The scripture today comes from the 26th chapter of the Gospel of St. Matthew. They are selective verses which talk about the stress that Jesus went through in those very last hours. For example, in verses 1 and 2, Jesus said to his disciples, "As you know, the Passover is 2 days away, and the Son of Man will be handed over to be crucified." In verse 21, "And while they were eating bread, Jesus said, 'I tell you the truth, one of you will betray me.'" And probably about 2 hours later, in verse 33, he says, "Peter, I tell you the truth, this very night before the rooster crows, you will disown me 3 times. And then again, a couple hours later than that, in verse 39, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will." And then only minutes later, in verse 40, "Then he turned to his disciples and found them sleeping. And he asked, 'Could you not keep watch with me for 1 hour?'" Here ends a reading of God's holy word.
Was blind,
friends in Christ. Experiencing stress is a part of living. You and I cannot live as responsible people and not experience some kind of stress. In fact, there is a very positive side to stress, and not having it in our lives would not be good. It is stress that really gets us up and get going and adds some excitement to our lives. This examination that the student has to take may bring about a great deal of stress. I visit with some of our most outstanding students from time to time, and they'll say, well, I really have to get at it now. We're getting close to examination time, and that's a day of reckoning. And so they find themselves in their study, working hard, pondering what the teacher is going to ask, and what did I get out of this class? Examinations are very important because they bring results. Much learning comes there, but behind it all, there is some stress. Watch the stress of an athlete as he begins to wonder if he's going to be the winner or not. Soon we enter the golf season, even locally. But right now we're watching it on the television. Notice these people as they see the 18th hole coming very close at hand, and they realize that this could amount to a playoff or something like that, and their putter isn't working right. There's a lot of stress there. And then when they have won the tournament and they're being interviewed on television, you see them say, well, boy, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. Were you nervous? The interviewer asked. Well, there's always some stress with this game. Of course there is, or they would not be where they are. Life without some kind of a stress would make us lazy and unproductive people. Once in a while, I'll hear somebody say, oh, if we could only get rid of all the tension in life. I have asked a person or two, well, what would you like to have? And often the answer comes up something like this. Well, give me a job that has no stress, but has all kinds of security. And then give me a bowling ball, a fishing pole, and a set of golf clubs, and I will be happy. You may be for a little while. But that kind of a life will make you a very unproductive person. And I don't think that the average individual wants to live that way. We want to produce. We want to achieve something. And behind it all, there is that element of stress, when used positively, can bring us to do some great things. So our purpose then is not to eliminate all stress, but to learn how to manage it. And I'm grateful that we live in a day where we have people who can help us with some very practical comments telling us how to get over this stress. There's a great deal that's available for us. Watch your newspapers. You'll find it around. Sometimes when it gets out of hand, we have to go to our doctors, to a psychologist, or some even to a psychiatrist, because they are so stressed out that they are almost out of contact with reality. And then it's time for a little medication and some professional help of that type. But often, friend, we would never get to that point if we would only listen carefully to what our Lord Jesus Christ is saying. For I know of no one, at least as far as my life is concerned, who has been a better manager of my stress than my Lord and my Savior in those moments that I spend on a daily basis with Him. You know, he has said, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. So if our Lord Jesus Christ experienced stress, and that's what we're going to talk about now, then certainly you and I will experience stress if we walk where he walks, and that's the general theme of our Lenten messages. So Jesus did express a lot of strength, and we see this revealed in a very, very strong way in the 26th chapter of the Gospel of St. Matthew. So if you have a Bible at hand, why don't you open it up and listen and read with me as we go through some of these passages. It is early then in the evening, and it's going to be a terrible, difficult time when Jesus said to his disciples, as you know, the Passover is 2 days away, and the Son of Man will be handed over to be crucified. That statement has stress in it. We've been together now for better than 3 years, but the climax of our being together is at hand. It is not long before I will go to the cross. That's stress. Have you seen Mel Gibson's movie, The Passion? If you have, you have experienced what I'm sure that all the rest of us have, the stress that is in Jesus' life. It is not only the stripes that he wears on his body. It is not only that tremendous physical suffering that had been brought about, and certainly we see it depicted there in a very, very vivid way. But it is also that inner being, that all of this is before me because I must die for the sins of the world. That's right, that's why Jesus died. He was not sentenced there by the Jews, nor was he sentenced there by the Romans. He was sentenced there by the sins of the world, and that includes yours and mine. Now you go on in verse 21 of this chapter, and what is it that you read? The betrayal of Judas was forecast. Here he is saying very carefully, on this very night, one of you will betray me. That caused a great deal of anguish as far as our Savior was concerned, that one of his own would betray him. Tough. When somebody you love a great deal suddenly begins to turn his back on you, and in Judas's case, for just a few pieces of silver. And then about 2 hours later, he is with Peter. And he says, Peter, I tell you the truth. This very night, before the rooster crows, you will disown me 3 times. Now, I don't know for sure, but I think that there was probably just a little bit closer relationship with Peter than there was with Judas. Not that Jesus was not crushed when he learned that Judas was going to betray him. But now when Peter is going to go, Peter, the one to whom he had turned so often, there you have tension. Just imagine it, friend. The tension that you would have, the stress that you would have, if a child that you had given everything to suddenly says, I don't need you anymore. I have heard more than one time parents say with broken hearts, she left home. She moved in with her boyfriend. She knows that that's wrong. She knows that this is breaking our heart. But that's what she did. And you can just see the strength and the hurt that is a stress that is found in those poor parents' hearts. Well, our text way back a couple of weeks ago said that we have a Savior who has been in all points tempted as we are, yet he is without sin. You see, he's been through that. No, it wasn't his daughter moving out or the son moving in, but rather it was two dear disciples who were doing practically the same thing, turning their backs on Jesus. One for only a little bit, but that hurt too. Then it goes on, and they get down into the Garden of Gethsemane, And here he is pleading with his father about removing the suffering. My father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken away from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will. That's stress. God, I want this to happen if it's possible, that all this cup of suffering might go away. He was, after all, true man. Then he has to pray, but not as I will, but as you will. A dear friend of mine, a dear, dear friend of mine, is very ill. And so the other day we were praying, a group of us were praying with him. And we prayed, oh God, if it is at all possible, remove this cup of suffering from our loved one. Restore him to health. I can only speak for myself, but there was a tremendous amount of tension in my soul, stress. God, you alone can heal this brother who we love so much. And then when you get to the end, you have to say, because you are in your Father's hands, but not my will, God, yours be done. Does Jesus understand it? He went through it in the Garden of Gethsemane. He understands, friend. He truly understands. Well, after he had finished that prayer, and only minutes later, he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. Couldn't you even keep watch with me for 1 hour? Not for 1 hour. He saw the unfaithfulness of his disciples. And I can't help but think when he looks out at his church, he must also there sense the unfaithfulness that is found among us. Couldn't you stand with me? Couldn't you be my voice? Couldn't you be the one who would stand up and walk with me? Here is a point, friend. While all of life carries with it a certain amount of tension, when you and I have a life that is committed to the Lord Jesus Christ, there is an added tension. For no one can walk through this life and be true to the Lord Jesus Christ and not experience tension. Take a look at Peter and John. They had not been away from Jesus very long. Pentecost had come, sure. And they were in the city of Jerusalem, and they had gone into the temple to pray. And as they prayed, they healed a man who had been sick from his childhood. And they asked him, the people asked him, well, how did you do it? And he said, well, we didn't do it. It was Jesus who did it. And when those two men were told, don't you dare to mention that name of Jesus again, you can be jolly well sure that there was tension in their lives. For what was it that they turned and said? Judge for yourself whether it is right or not in God's eyes to obey you or God, for we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard. We're going to be faithful to our Lord, and there will be tension. Paul and Silas in Philippi, in the inner cells, beaten. And then there was a chance for them to talk about Jesus Christ. There was tension. What shall we do? We want to get out of here. We don't want to be killed. That was the tension that they had to go through. So you and I can understand that. There's this idea of being faithful to the Lord as long as we walk with him. And that brings us into some very, very tense moments. I speak to you today, and I know that there are some who certainly must experience tremendous tensions. You've lost a loved one. you're having trouble adjusting to it, or you have just been diagnosed with some difficult illness and you're wondering what will happen. Listen, friend, while the stress is great and it's a part of living, listen to Jesus. This is what he says, "Come unto me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. I know what you're going through. I have walked in your shoes." Amen.
Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadow?
Lord Jesus, we know that there are many who have listened to this program today who are experiencing stress. A loved one has been taken from them. An illness continues to afflict them. Children or parents who have turned their back on you, and this bothers them. Lord, whatever the stress may be, help us to understand from this portion of your word, the 26th chapter of the Gospel of St. Matthew, that you know what stress is. And then grant, O God, that having a Savior who has experienced what we're going through, we may come accept that invitation when you said, "Come and I will give you rest." In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and the internet ministry of Christian Crusaders. May today's gospel message comfort and guide you as you walk in fellowship with the Lord. An honorarium gift is a gift in honor of someone special who is living. These honorarium gifts are most often given in honor of birthdays and anniversaries. However, any special day in the life of a loved one can be honored with a gift. We thank each of our listeners who have remembered Christian Crusaders with their gifts and prayers. Cassette tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. Our mailing address is Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free number is 1-888-MY-FAITH or 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Christian Crusaders invite you to find out more about our ministry on the internet. Our website is there to serve you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Our web address is christiancrusaders.org. That's Christian Crusaders, all one word, .org. Hundreds of Pastor Larson's sermons are available to be read or printed. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and Radio Pastor of Christian Crusaders for the last 42 years.